Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian Podcast Directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Alrighty, welcome to episode 339 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 4th of July, 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday, midday, Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Boom.
Yes, boom. Thanks, Passion, for that. And
you're welcome. No problem.
Who's the host today? Who do we have? Who's on today for the host?
I don't think she realizes you're talking to her.
Yeah, I am. Passion.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, Passion. The host. Yeah.
We have Basil. How do you pronounce his
Basil,
name?
Basil.
It doesn't matter. Basil. I'll answer anything.
Me too. They pronounce my name Pashin.
Passion.
Passion. Passion. I get it all. So Basil, Brad, Belinda, Jody, Jen, Jacob, Steve, Hannah, and myself, Passion.
Good job, Passion. Good to have you on, Passion. We got Basil on first time. Basil, welcome, mate.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
And what do you do? How's your week been and what do you do?
I work at Toyota.
Okay.
And I also take down trees as well.
Good stuff, mate. So you chop down trees?
Yeah.
With your Toyota?
I just spear right into them in my little Tacoma.
Do you get a lot of people? Do you get a lot of tree haters coming up to you, Basil?
I did get what, sir?
You get a lot of tree haters coming up to you. You cut down trees.
I think you mean tree huggers.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I understood what he meant, and yeah, actually, I do. And it's all fun and games until one falls on their house.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
And then it's okay if we're there to help fix it.
Tree huggers. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you meant, Brad.
How would they build their house with no wood?
Say again.
How would they build their house without any wood? I mean, it's. There's ways you can do it, but it'd be hard.
We've had that talk. We've even at Toyota, you know, we have people about the Priuses, and you know, I understand that we need to have all the trees and have good cars, but in order to have the stuff that you have in life, you got to have, unfortunately, wood. You got to take trees down, and
yeah, exactly.
You can't break you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs sometimes,
and you can't make a fire without wood.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be cold if you planted every tree.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Basil. Thanks for being on, mate. We'll come back in a minute. Belinda's back on. Welcome, Belinda. We've been away for a week.
Hi, Brad. How are you going?
Good, mate. I got sick on last Friday, so there was no podcast last week. So
Was it Chinese?
Yeah, let's not go into that. How's your week been?
Really hectic because my dad got me the car and I had to change the registration over from Queensland to Victoria.
Good stuff.
It's an old debacle.
Okay, so that's all sorted.
It's all done now. Yep. Yeah, good stuff. Good.
Have you checked out Apple Music, Belinda, yet?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, so I uploaded the update. I think it was on Thursday or Friday. Friday, okay. I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you made a decision? What would you like better, Spotify or Apple Music or what?
I like Spotify better, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And also trying to get my YouTube channel going.
Sure.
That's Belinda's Vlogs.
Yep.
So, yeah, trying, because I've, about a week ago, I monetized the site. So I've only made a dollar so far. So,
well, good luck to making any more. I make about a dollar a month.
Yeah, it's very difficult to make anything from the ads. So,
well, maybe Passion can give you some tips. I know she does YouTube videos too, don't you, Passion? You do videos, Sam?
Yeah,
I do every once in a while. It's a killer. Those ads are killer. You got to get sponsored. That's where everybody's making their money now.
Mm. Yeah, sponsor. Yeah, you need sponsor, Belinda. All right. Okay, we got Hannah back on. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Great to be here. Hi.
Hey, woo. Hey. Good to have you on. How's your week been, Hannah? Have you checked out Apple Music or any Apple stuff?
No, for the moment I'm boycotting Apple Music. I don't believe in music streaming services. They're different from TV and movie streaming services where everyone involved in making the music has already been paid. Mm. I remain old school and I purchase music mainly on CD and sometimes vinyl and sometimes from the iTunes store or Bandcamp.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Bandcamp's good. Yeah. What about Taylor Swift? What do you think? What's your view on Taylor Swift, Hannah? With that?
She's great. I really like her. I didn't really know anything about her before this year, but she won me over with her song "Shake It Off."
Yeah, good
and
song.
I thought to myself, you know what? If the kids have to listen to anything nowadays, they should be listening to Taylor Swift. Like that's a great relief that they're listening to that instead of like the insane Clancy or something.
Who?
Terrible.
Insane what?
Good. I'm so glad that was the right answer.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. We'll have a chat to you in a minute, Hannah. We've got Jacob back on. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you, Brian.
How's your week been, mate?
All right.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not much. Nothing. Just having my dog just had a puppy.
Yeah, I've seen that. Good on you. Does Basil know about that? Do you know about that, Basil? Or?
Yes, sir. He sent me pictures. It was a cute little puppy, little black puppy.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's a nice dog.
Named after a tank.
Which tank?
Sherman?
Nope.
Bradley?
Army tank.
Abrams?
Yeah, that's his name. Oh, Abram.
Our current tank. Okay.
Abram, and also a character from the Bible.
Yes, absolutely.
Short for Abraham.
That's right. It's before God gave his name the extra letter from God's name. Sorry, everyone. I went to a religious Jewish school, so I know all of this stuff.
It's all right.
All right. Anyway, let's go back to Steve. Steve, how's your week been, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? It's been pretty good. Talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of a rumor, but like all of her songs are based on ex-boyfriends or something. She breaks up with them and then she makes a song.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I mean, that's true. But
it's a good thing to write about. Why not? What else is there to write about in today's day and age? It's not as if she's got the blues about not being able to afford dinner or a bed. You know,
yeah, she's pretty rich. Yeah, she's
blues about something.
Yeah,
but she had like 40 songs.
Then what?
She's been paying like people's bills and that, like helping out people's bills and that. That's what it is. Pretty cool. She's pretty good.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Steve, have you checked out Apple Music?
Yeah. There was actually, I think, a new tab that I just seen today that I missed. And it's funny that prior to getting the new Beats channel, it still had a link to the old radio, Apple Radio. And
yeah, it should be underneath that, though. The radio, same. The old radio should be underneath that. Beats radio.
Yeah, so it seems to still have some of the old channels. Now, I don't know if you can add anything else beside what you already had, but...
I'm not sure, mate. I haven't really looked into that, actually. I don't think you can.
I'm kind of wondering, too, like after 3 months, is the Beats one still going to be free, or they're going to...
Yeah, it's still free. You just don't pay for the streaming part of it.
I mean, obviously, you're just stuck on one channel, whatever they play,
the Beats
but, you
one,
know.
Yeah, the different shows during the day and that, and... That sort of thing, and
okay.
So that's pretty good. Jake, what's your view on Apple Music, mate? You've been using it during the week. What do you think of it?
It's pretty good, but the app, I say, looks a little too much like Spotify.
Well, how is that? How is that? Explain.
Well, from these posts I've been seeing, and me using the app, it looks just the same. Because on Spotify they have the same circled windows.
Well, they don't have they don't have active on there. They don't have browse.
Right.
It's nothing like Spotify.
No, it's just some of their messages are the same. Like,
well, you know, like if you're using, mate, you know,
like if you're using a different device and you want to play it on that device, it kills one transfer one.
Same sort of deal. You get the same sort of message on any other music service, you know.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, let's go to Hannah. Hannah, what have you been up to for the past last time we spoke?
Well. Just yesterday I had a recording session, which was good, recording some vocals for my band, the Prince of Seagulls, my duo.
Okay.
And we're working on our second album and it's nearly finished. Just have to record vocals for two more songs. And you know what? I've been having singing lessons for the last, like, 5 years. And I'm only now because I've been playing piano since I was three. So, and I've been through university studying music. So I've always held myself to a very high standard. So I probably could have been singing publicly a few years ago, but I didn't want to because I knew what I expect to hear of other singers. So now this year I'm like, okay, I'm pretty happy with my voice. I'm going to sing in public and sing on this record. And so it was actually the first time in my life where I did it.
That's funny you mentioned that because like Barry Manilow, he really just wanted to be a songwriter, but he ended up singing his own songs, and that's, I guess, where it really took off. But it kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Simon and Garfunkel, they started out as professional songwriters and then were like, stuff it, let's just sing our own stuff. Why not?
Is Hannah on a computer or on a phone? She's
speaking
up
through headphones.
She's breaking up really bad. It's delay. You know, must be the internet or something.
Oh, okay. Actually,
because you get that pause for a minute.
It's kind of pausing.
Yeah.
It kind of stops.
So, Passion, what about you? Tell us about what you do real quick, and then we'll go to the news, and then we'll come back and have a chat to you with Hannah and that.
Yeah, awesome. I do a lot of social media stuff. I do online comedy. I sell skincare and just all around making people better, living life here in Hawaii.
Yeah, definitely. How is Hawaii, and how's the weather today? Is it hot or...?
The humidity is what's killing the heat. So, I mean, compared to most people, the heat isn't that bad. It's about high 80s Fahrenheit. But the humidity is about 70%, maybe more.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it. Wow.
You can drink the air. If you, like, run fast enough, you could probably drink the air.
Any plans on coming to Australia at all soon, Passion?
Oh, I would love that. That would be epic.
Yeah, it would be very epic. You should come one day.
Yeah, my family just took a cruise. I think it was like a Carnival cruise, and they stopped up there for a couple of days.
Oh, cool.
And my uncle is up there right now. They took one of our Hokulea boats. It's one of the native boats here, and they sailed it all the way up on complete sails to Australia.
What part of Australia did they go to?
I think it's Sydney.
Oh, Sydney. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Okay. Are you back, Hannah?
Yes, I am back. Is this any better?
That's better, Hannah. Yep, that's better.
Cool. I moved closer to my Wi-Fi.
That's better. It must be the Wi-Fi, yeah.
Mm.
So you're doing a radio show now, aren't you, each week?
Yes. I've started a radio show, which is also a podcast. It's called Hannah's Chepicha.
That's a very cool name. Can you say that, Basil?
No, it sounded like I would sneeze.
It's on a Jewish community radio station coming out of Melbourne called J-Air. So I thought, you know, I look and then...
And it's breaking up again. Her Wi-Fi must be mucking up. Okay, she needs to put a Cat 5 cable in from a laptop to her modem, I think. Make it better. So let's go to the news real quick, and then we'll come back and have a chat with Belinda. Not with Belinda, with Hannah. So let's go, Belinda, to the news.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast News, and the first story is from Mac Rumors, and it's about how Apple Music's liking system works to customize for you recommendations. Apple's new music app focuses heavily on content discovery, with an entire For You section dedicated to recommendations. According to Apple, its music experts handpick songs, artists, and albums based on what you listen to and like, and this content is what populates the For You section. Apple's explained that For You recommendations get better over time based on whether you love a song or not, but the company hasn't spelled out how the best use likes and listens to better tailor Apple Music to your tastes. To clear up the confusion on how recommendations work, The Loop's Jim Dalrymple has spoken directly with Apple to get some insight into how the like feature in Apple Music works and affects recommendations, and he's written a useful guide on liking from the information that he's obtained. Any song played from Beats One Radio and Default Radio Station, which is a default radio station, a curated playlist, or from the search can be liked by expanding the mini player and tapping the heart icon. And you can essentially heart anything that's playing via Apple Music. And the next story is from The Verge, and it's about remotely starting your Hyundai with Apple Watch now. So that sounds pretty cool. After launching its Android Wear app earlier this year, Hyundai is taking its BlueLink connection car platform to the obvious next destination, the Apple Watch. The watch-compatible BlueLink app is now in the iOS App Store, offering seemingly all of the same features that are on the Android Wear version. Remote engine start and stop, remote door lock and unlock, remote light flashing, and a car finder with a map, among other features. All the features can be activated via voice, and there's nothing cooler than being able to talk into your wrist and tell your car to start. So you could just say, "Start Hyundai," and it would start. The advent of the mainstream smartwatch has kicked off debates nationwide about their impact on distracted driving. But many of the watch apps in development from automakers, BlueLink included, sidestep the issue because they're primarily intended to control vehicle functions remotely and not used while driving. And the next story is from Apple Insider. And AC/DC to join subscription streaming bandwagon in time for Apple Music debut. According to a report on Monday, the rock legends and longtime streaming music holdouts are primed to offer their tracks through subscription services, including Apple Music, as early as Tuesday. An anonymous source told the New York Times that the band had embraced subscription-based streaming services and will make an undisclosed number of tracks available on Apple Music, Spotify, and RDIO. AC/DC first agreed to sell its classic library on iTunes in 2012, including a special edition collection featuring demo tracks, live albums, and other digital exclusives. At the time, the Australian Rockers were one of the last bands to join the digital music revolution. The news comes after it was announced that Apple Music nabbed first streaming rights to Dr. Dre's seminal release of The Chronic. Along with Dr. Dre, Apple has managed to line up a decent list of exclusive offerings for its Apple Music launch on Tuesday, including Taylor Swift's 1989. And now we've got a story from 9to5 Mac about Apple removing home sharing support from music in iOS 8.4. Apple yesterday rolled out iOS 8.4 to iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch users. And the big news was the addition of Apple Music and Beats One. but it appears that Apple removed a feature still used by many from the operating system. As pointed out by several users on Apple's support forum, the company appears to have removed the home sharing support for music. The home sharing support page has been updated to reflect that the feature is not present. Home sharing allowed users of iOS devices to access their iTunes library from anywhere within their house and stream the content to their phone, iPad, or iPod. The feature originally supported both video and audio content, but will only support video now. But if you've got an Apple TV, you can still use it. The reason for the removal of home sharing for music in iOS 8.4 most likely centers around the licensing agreements concerning Apple Music. And there's another story from the Cinema Blend. And Netflix customers in a major city will be hit with a new tax. In Chicago, the cloud is about to be taxed, specifically electronically delivered amusements and non-possessory computer leases. These rulings will put an extra 9% on certain types of online services. The rulings cover everything from Netflix and Spotify to Amazon Web Services and LexisNexis. And although the tax is technically levied on consumers, it is making services rethink their subscription prices to collect as part of a monthly bill. Netflix is the first company already looking to increase prices and work in the tax cost for the monthly subscription fee for Chicago customers. The service will be able to track your location through billing addresses and IP tracking. This has been a worldwide issue as jurisdictions around the world have been trying to figure out ways to tax online services. But many are not happy with Chicago's rulings, stating that they violate the Federal Telecommunications Act and Internet Tax Freedom Act. Reed Smith, who is a partner with Michael Wynn, explained to The Verge that the same activity of research using books or periodicals without is not being taxed, but he seems to be taxed to do it online. These cities and government are trying to find ways to make the money they lose out on with convenience of online services, and this new tax would undoubtedly cause a few problems. And the final story is from cultofmac.com. And if you live in one of these states, Apple may owe you some money. This week, Apple lost an appeal on its antitrust case that the federal government and several state attorneys general filed on it concerning price fixing on ebooks. And now that's out of the way, it's time for the company to pay. The states in green on the map below were listed as plaintiffs in a class action lawsuit, which means that if you live in them and have bought anything from iBooks, you may be entitled to a cut of the settlement. In addition to the states and commonwealths highlighted above, the settlement also includes residents of the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Apple has to pay out $400 million and its five co-defendants, publishing houses HarperCollins, Penguin, Simon & Schuster, or Schuster, Hachette, and Macmillan settled earlier for $160 million. The 2-1 decision from the US Second Circuit Court of Appeals upholds the original 2013 decision, finding that Apple conspired with the other companies to force other ebook sellers like Amazon to raise rates by letting publishers and not retailers determine prices. So you'd get about $24 back, so probably not much. So you could just buy a pizza or something.
$24 is a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. So at least you get something. So it's good. And that's all for the news.
Good stuff, Linda. Well done on reading the news each week.
Thanks.
Good reading. Good information. Let's go to Basil first. Basil, what's your view on them stories, mate? I know you had a view on the Apple Watch car. You can start your car with the Apple Watch. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked to read up on that. And I remember reading that it came out on the Android, but it wasn't as popular, and a lot of people want to do it for the Apple.
Yeah.
I don't see why it would interfere with driving, because it's only to find your car, you know, start it, blink the headlights, anti-theft. you know, I don't think you can really use your app on your watch while you're driving as much as easily as you could on your phone. But I think it's pretty neat. I think it's gonna take off. I heard they're gonna be using it in Teslas as well.
Oh, sweet. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Any other views on them stories, mate?
What was the other one I looked into? Yeah, I'm really concerned on the taxing of the, that cloud tax out there in Chicago, because that could just make a world of hurt for everybody if all the other states start taking off on this. I'm really concerned about that.
Are you a big Netflix user?
Oh, my, yeah. I have an Xbox One, and when I go and look at my percentages, it's like 80% Netflix.
Is it really?
Yeah, I use that. I don't even have normal cable. I just try to find a TV show that I like and just binge watch it.
Well, mate, if you ever see our Netflix in Australia, mate, you'll be pretty shocked.
Yeah?
It's pretty shit, to be honest.
Really?
It is, yeah, it is.
What's the difference between ours and yours?
There's less
bugger all on there, mate. There's no Sons of Anarchy, no Breaking Bad. All them shows I want to watch are on Foxtel, which is good. I don't mind watching Foxtel, you know.
And I'm already depressed.
Well, no, you don't need to be depressed, mate, but you're pretty lucky. You know, you got all them shows over there and stuff. And I think it just comes down to the license rules, that sort of thing, you know. We can't have everything over here just yet, but it will happen soon, you know. But
yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. But what else, Basil? Any other opinions, mate?
I think that's all I got right now. I'm pretty stoked that AC/DC is actually starting to get on with the 21st technology here.
Yeah,
they've
definitely
been falling behind.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Let's go to Passion. Passion, what about you? What's your view on them stories?
Oh man, I'm right on with Basil on the taxing. That's really gonna. I mean, they just want any way they can to make money off of everything. Doesn't matter what it is. I mean, I remember working when I used to work retail at Apple. I felt raped with those taxes.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable the tax you pay over here too. You know, you go and buy. I bought the new iPhone 6 down long ago, and it was $9 tax.
Oh yeah, and see, that's not that bad. I heard that in California. See, here in Hawaii, you only get taxed on the subsidized price of the phone. In California, if they were to buy the phone, it would be at the outright price. So the $669 or whatever price it is, they get taxed on that.
Oh, wow.
And their percent in California is like 9 to 12% depending on what county they're in. And here it's only 4.
We might have to move to Hawaii then.
Yeah, the tax is really low, but everything else is really high in prices.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Are you a Netflix fan, Passion?
Yeah, like Basil, I don't have cable. I cut it. So I'll do the same. I'll binge out on a TV show, and then I just won't watch anything for a while.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Did you see the new Orange is New Black?
I did. I watched it in like a day and a half.
Did you see Ruby Rose?
Oh my gosh, I heard that she's a guy.
She's a guy. She's not a guy.
No, she's a woman.
She's a woman. But...
Yeah, but I mean, but she was born a dude. So
really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Just came out. No, I
think
I'm
so.
Dead serious.
Really?
Dead serious.
I don't think she's trans.
They said that she still kept her man parts because just in case she wants to transition back.
Someone used the Google.
Jeez, I'm shocked by that.
I was so Google. Bummed. Wow. I was really sad.
Jeez, where'd you read that?
Why is that sad? Why does that make you sad?
Well, because I'm just to be completely transparent, I'm a lesbian. I'm married though, so my wife is happy about it.
All right.
But
yeah, that makes
more
sense. I was like, why does that make a difference? But she's still cool.
She's still badass, yes. Absolutely.
I think what she's doing in the world is great. The fact that she is a poet is amazing.
Yeah, and I love that she is bringing a lot of awareness to animal rights and It's awesome. Yeah, it's really nice to see celebrities or people that have say or that have a lot of a wide audience use it for positivity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Let's go to Steve. What's your view on them stories, Steve?
Let me go to the new Apple Music. I guess it's Beats now.
Yep.
Because there's a course that was most of the news that we did. And let me see. I got written down here. From what I hear, people seem to like it so far. I know it's still early yet to know for sure, but I'm going to be keeping track of that. Because I was kind of interested to see how well it does, too. Discovery, based on what you listen to, seems to be better. Before, the old version wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also know they tried, like, a music social networking thing back cool. in the past called Ping.
Yep.
That didn't work out too well. But now they got this thing where, I guess, music or all the bands... songwriters or whatever, now they can do like profiles, which I think actually would probably work much better. And, you know, they'll start their own page on Beats Music. They can, so their fans can go to that. And I think that will take off, if anything. And I think I haven't heard other streaming stations do this, but now I know they have three DJs. On a regular basis for their, you know, in between the music and the songs. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else know if other, like Spotify and any others do that?
Spotify doesn't do that. They don't have like a live radio station 24/7. They have like radio.
That's kind of unique from what I exactly understand, right? Unless there's some out there that may utilize
Not
this.
Not that I know of. Anyway, the only thing I know is Apple, is the Apple Beats run radio that does it. Which is pretty good. They do a good job, you know. It's really good. You know, they censor. There's no swearing on it. They censor the swearing out of it. So you know,
nice.
So there's no swearing in it. Let's go to Hannah. Hannah, what about you? What's your view on these stories?
Well, unfortunately, due to computer issues and just generally freaking out, I missed the reading of the stories. However, I've been able to look at some. Just in regards to, look, I know that music's...
Yeah, she just broke up again.
Well, I can't see.
Your internet's playing up. Hannah, it must be.
Yeah. Great. So, blah, 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 blah.
So, yeah, just repeat again. Just say it again.
I know that music streaming is the way of the future.
Yep.
Maybe she can write in the chat room. Just read it. Maybe that'll work. Just put it in the chat room and read it out.
Okay. Let's go to who am I speaking to? Belinda, what about you? What's your view on them stories?
The one with the home sharing removed, I don't think that's a good idea because a lot of people have been using it. So, I don't think...
I use it all the time on my Apple TV, yeah.
Yeah, but apparently the Apple TV people won't be affected.
Won't it? Use it. Oh, can I? Okay, sweet. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, good stuff.
Yeah, and I like the Hyundai being able to start with an Apple Watch.
Yeah, very cool.
It's pretty cool. It just reminded me of the Jim Carrey movie, Fun with Dick and Jane, that's what it was called. And okay. He had a Mercedes and he had a watch that, and he'd say, Mercedes, start. And then it would start. And then, so it's a similar thing. I think like BMW were doing it as well, and Porsche, I think they said. Yeah, so.
Yeah, all right, so okay, good cool. Good answer. Belinda, good on you. Let's go to Hannah again. Hannah, what about you? What's your view on them stories again? Let's go to Hannah again.
I just don't think it's worth trying with me because I'm with iiNet, and so clearly they're doing a terrible job providing my house with internet today. So thanks, iiNet.
Yeah, thanks, iiNet. You're shit. Get rid of them. move to Telstra. Move to Telstra.
Oh, yeah. I sort of jumped in halfway before when you're talking about how TV in Australia is no good. Yeah, same with our internet. It is no good. So,
No, the internet's terrible. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, my upload speed is 0.9.
0.9, wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I think that's pretty normal. Oh.
Yeah, that in Australia, that's like normal.
That's like 1991.
Yeah.
We're on dial-up still.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest.
Partly, we're supposed to get an amazing national broadband network. And then Tony Abbott came into power. And they looked at the plan and they were like, but that's going to cost lots of money. Let's not do that. Let's do something not as good. And so they planned instead to do something much worse. And
as we can see now.
And yeah, and we can see with a bad result of that.
There's proof there for Hannah. She's got the proof that her internet's shit.
Yeah, she is a proof.
Yeah, she's proof. Let's go to Jacob. What's your view on them stories, Jacob? I've already asked you, mate.
No, you didn't, Brad.
Go ahead, mate.
Well, I agree with the car. The Hyundai.
Yep.
It's pretty good, but people wouldn't use it while they're driving. That would be crazy.
Do you think, hey, Basil, do you think Jacob will ever get a car? Can he drive?
I remember teaching him how to drive my Ford Lightning.
Okay.
And he actually picked, I was surprised. I thought we were going to, you know, stall it a bunch, but I don't see why he couldn't. He just needs to ask and to be taken. I don't see why not.
Okay. Interesting. There you go, Jacob. What else can you tell us about Jacob, Basil? Just on a good side, not on a bad note. Make it all good, but tell us about Jacob.
No brother hate.
Let's not make it a bad,
No, I remember his first interaction with a computer, and it was in 1994, 95. A Hewitt Packard Bell.
Okay.
And it was a 100 megahertz processor with, I think it was 250 megabytes of hard drive space.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was the high tech. My dad used to be into computers big time. And I remember I was supposed to be watching him, and I stepped out to do the complete opposite of what my father told me, and I was gone for about an hour, and I came back, and I noticed the computer wasn't sitting where it was supposed to, and he had it completely torn apart.
Wow.
Like reverse engineering style.
Really?
He even had the hard drive taken apart. And when I opened it, to props to Jacob, I looked him in the eye and I said, Jacob, you need to get this together. If not, he's going to kill us.
Wow.
And then I closed his door and then he came back out and the only thing that didn't work was the F key.
But, okay, here's the question for you, Basil. Why did he take it apart?
Well, that runs in the family. It runs in the family and we just... If we're curious about something, we just take it apart. And I've gotten to the age where
love it.
Yeah, I don't take it apart anymore. I'll YouTube it or Google it, and I'll understand it because everything's so small.
Yeah, exactly.
He has always been one to get in there and take things apart. And a lot of times he could put it back together
or
make it even better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, some of the stuff he's told me about. You know, it's unbelievable what he does, and I still can't believe that this time in this day and age that he hasn't got a job doing that sort of thing. You know, that's a job that he could be doing. You know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yes, sir.
But yeah, I don't know. But anyway, let's go to Belinda. What's your view on that, Belinda? Are you shocked by that? What Basil said, or?
Yeah, but it's amazing that he was able to put it back together and it wasn't wrecked or anything. It was just one key that was. Out.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty clever.
And what did your dad say about it? What did your dad say about it?
Well, I lied for him not for him, for myself. He's like, why is it not working? And I was like, Dad, I don't know. It's still under warranty, isn't it? And he's like, well, yeah. I was like, well, we'll just go and take it back. And that's what we did. And
it is. Okay.
He, till now, I still don't think he knows.
All right. Well, then he probably is going to find out.
That was 20 years ago.
Well, don't play back this podcast. He's probably going to find out.
I'm done.
Jacob, what about you? What's your view on that, mate? You know, that's a good job. Good on you.
Yeah, and the computer that I was messing with was the Packard Bell Legend 1.
Okay. All right. Interesting. All right, good. Any other news, Baz, you want to tell us about Jacob that we don't know about him? What can you say about Jacob?
He used to love dirt bikes and go-karts.
Yep.
And
he's told me that.
See,
did he take those apart?
What's that, Steve?
Say again.
Did he take those apart too?
No.
You did, but not as far as you did as that computer. Thank God. he was always into something, and it wasn't like a negative thing. He was always curious and expanding, and he wanted to know. And if he couldn't find out the answer, you better keep the tools away because he'll find out the answer.
Jeez.
And there's been a couple things that didn't quite make it back like that computer did, because that was the funniest story. But I mean,
yeah, right.
He's really good. He's fixed a bunch of computers. I mean, we've had our brotherly, tuffs here and there, tiffs, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, overall, man, he's amazing. He's done a lot of cool stuff. I come in there and he shows me his room and his setup, and I give him props.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
he's on it. Yeah, man.
He's on it, mate. Yeah, he's got the Xbox One now. He's got the mixer and that sort of stuff, provided by myself.
I didn't know he had the Xbox One.
Really?
At least I don't think I did.
Well, he got one not long ago, about a few months back. I think he did got one.
Oh, no joke. I didn't know that. How do you like it, Jacob?
I love it. I was sending you messages on your Xbox.
And like I said in the beginning, 80% of my life, or 80% of the Xbox One's life, is streaming Netflix. So
yeah,
apparently I should go check my messages.
Okay, interesting. All right, is it Hannah there? Hannah, you there, Hannah? Hannah's not there. Passion, let's go to you. Tell us about what you do, and real quick, and Apple, what sort of gadgets do you like using and Apple products?
Mainly it's just my MacBook and my phone, although Wendy did get an Apple Watch and I was playing with it for a little while. And you know what? I can't imagine someone messing up their car or getting crazy on the road with that Hyundai thing either. But I don't know if I want one. I'm
an
not
Apple
sure
Watch?
If I want to. Yeah.
Get one. I've got
wait.
One. Well, it's up to you, but I reckon get one now. They're so cool. I love it.
It's so thick. It reminds me of like the first gen iPad. Like you look at that now and you compare it to the ones that we have. And I just can't imagine that they couldn't have got it thinner. Like the next iWatch or the Apple Watch that comes out, they're going to be like, and it's 75% thinner than our previous watch. And it's like, come on, guys. They could have done that the first time.
Might be because of the battery, because battery technology, because it uses about a day. It's only lasted a day, so maybe they had to make the size bigger for a bigger battery. I don't know.
Yeah, batteries are always an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And what else, Passion, do you tell us about where you work, the startup you work in?
Yeah, it's an awesome company. I got started with them about a year ago. And, we're all about just helping each other out. We launched here in the U.S., Canada, Mexico. We're opening Korea, and then we'll be launching a few more countries after that. But it's just a complete anti-aging company. We have a new supplement out on brain health. Sponsored by Princeton University, 20 years of research. And, they first went into it trying to cure Parkinson's and dementia and Alzheimer's. And they came out with this just complete brain supplement that helps with focus, mental acuity, memory, everything that the brain controls, which is everything in every part of our body. So we're launching that on August 1st. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I love it. I've been taking it from, I think, May 1st I started taking it, and it's been phenomenal. I know some people that don't take their ADD medicine anymore, and a lot of older people that, they start, as you age, your brain cells and everything starts to diminish. They started taking it just as we did our pre-launch. And they have seen tremendous results. So, yeah, it's really exciting. It's awesome.
Where can we find something like this?
So it's going to be launching August 1st, and it's only through representatives' websites. So like myself and a few other representatives that are located here in the U.S. and Mexico, Canada, Korea.
Nice.
Good one.
So will it be available in other countries or just America?
Right now, it's only going to be we're going to launch it in the U.S. first on August 1st. And I think it's almost going to be like, I think they're doing that Apple thing, you know, like you wait a few weeks and then all of a sudden, boom, Australia and China and Japan.
So,
Passion, tell us about what you do, like the Vines videos, the videos you do. I've seen so many videos from you. They're so funny. And tell us about them.
Yeah, you know, It all started off with, well, of course, I did the YouTube thing back in the day, as you know. I was really into doing reviews and technology and vlogs. And then it transitioned. All our attention spans kind of got less and less and less. And so it shortened down to the 6 seconds that we have for Vine. And I was sitting in a living room with my family one day, and we started watching these videos, and they were really funny. And I just seen how it brought my family together, this comedy and laughter. And they were all looking at me and going, you should do that. You're like the class clown, the family clown. So, of course, I took it on, and it just grew into something crazy. I think I started in January last year, and within months, it grew from like 1,000 to 5,000 to 10,000 to like almost 40,000 people following my channel.
Good stuff. And are you doing some more soon, or?
Yeah, we're staying at a hotel this weekend, so we got some funny ones to come. Mainly just making fun of the, you know, the tourists coming by in their really bright Aloha shirts.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Any questions for Blin? Any questions for Passion?
Sorry, my mic was muted. I was just going to ask if you've got any tips for making a successful YouTube channel.
You know, I think it's going to sound a little mushy, but people really like it when you just are your complete self. You don't copy anything. And you said that you're doing vlogs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm trying to do a motor vlog where I'm driving and talking, but I have to invest in better equipment because at the moment I've just got a dash cam, and I'm looking to invest in a GoPro because I think that'll be a lot better for people for viewing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think vlogs are one of those things that's just it's so interesting. I love it. And I get really into people's vlogs too. Like if I miss a day, I'm like, what happened to them? You know? But I think it's one of those things where you never know. Consumers are in charge. And so vlogs and internet, those types of things, it's like before when celebrities were upset with people that did reality TV shows, and now the reality TV show people are getting mad at people that are doing vlogs because we're taking over and they can't control what the consumers want. And consumers right now are really into vlogs.
Who's your favorite YouTube person, Passion?
You know, I've been a longtime fan of Ty's iPhone Help.
Okay, yep.
But his vlogs are really good too, and I've been watching them for a really long time. I used to watch Charles Trippy and Ally until they broke up, and now he's with like this other girl named Ally, and it's weird, and so I don't watch them anymore.
Okay. All right, cool. Steve, any questions for Passion?
Actually, there's one in my chat room there that asked her to repeat her channel. I don't know if it's her Vine or something like that.
Yes, you can find me on Vine and Snapchat with just my first name. It's spelled Pashyn, so Passion. And I heard, actually, that in Australia and New Zealand, there's like a... they tease me with my name because I go by Pash.
Are you talking about a drink? There's a soft drink over here called Passion.
Pashiano.
Pashiano, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. So I used to get teased a lot from from my name in general, just all the different things you can make up with it. But of course, there, I heard that there's like, they call pash, like making out or something.
Yes,
like that.
That's correct.
It's
yes.
Like kissing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Mm. But it's a P-A-S-H-Y-N. So you can find me on Vine and Snapchat with that, as well as YouTube.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Jacob, any questions for Passion?
Not really, but all right. I have to say is keep up with those vines. They're making me laugh my butt off.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Let's go to Basil. Any questions, Basil?
No, she's already hit everything on the on the head there. Yeah, keep up with the vine. I'm actually, I just downloaded the app so I can go in there. And,
you got Snapchat?
Like you said.
Basil?
Me? No. I just use, I don't know. I mainly use my phone for science, I guess, if you will.
Okay.
And everybody keeps telling me there's new things. And,
oh, yeah, definitely, mate. You on Instagram?
No.
Well, you gotta get on there, mate. Get on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's what people tell me. I got Facebook.
Get
I
on Twitter, mate. Get on Twitter. Jacob's on Twitter. Get on Twitter. Get on Instagram. Get on Snapchat. Get on anything, mate.
Apparently, I'm behind the times.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that there's a picture graph that shows what social media platform is for what. Like Twitter is for a certain thing, Facebook is for a certain thing, Snapchat, Instagram, Vine, they're all for certain ways to either connect with family or business or I just started reading that book Jab 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. Really good book. It talks about all social media and how you can get your name out there and how to really master the game of social media. So actually, Belinda, that would be a good one. Take a look at that book.
Yeah, I definitely will.
So
thanks
there you
for
go.
That.
There you go, Belinda. Check out that book. You can get that on from Amazon, right?
Yeah, probably just put it in the description or, yeah.
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 Yeah, too bad you didn't buy it on that iBooks thing. Then you would have got money back.
Yeah, I would have got $25. But...
Could have bought another book.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay, so what else can you tell us about yourself? Passion, what else is there you can tell us? Anything else?
I'm just a ordinary person. I love to make people laugh, and I'm really into personal development, so reading. I read about a book a week.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, just trying to become a better me.
All right. And Basil, what sort of phone do you have?
Me? I have a Samsung Galaxy Note.
Okay, nice. And Passion, you've got an iPhone 6, right?
I do, yes.
How do you like it?
It's not my favorite phone out of all the models, but it works. It does its job. You know, honestly, I think my favorite phone was the 5S.
Okay. Fair enough. And you know, the next iPhone may have 4K in it. 4K video.
No way.
I've heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's going to be very impressive.
So it'll be interesting to see if there's going to be a whole 4K screen or whatever, but it should be interesting to see.
I like to know the battery life on that thing. Probably it's going to be half battery.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Brad, about the new iPods that they're shelling out too.
Well, tell us about the new iPods then, Jacob. You just mention it, mate. Go ahead.
Well, they're going to do a full refresh of all the colors. And possibly do another like phone. Do it like they did with the iPod 5.
iPod Touch.
Yes. Okay. iPod Touch 5. Make the iPhone look like the iPhone 6 a little bit.
We'll have to see what else.
The shape.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah. So Passion, what have you been watching on Netflix? Just real quick, we need to wrap up. What have you been watching on Netflix?
I've been watching this show called Revenge. It's a crazy show. It just talks about this girl who...
Emily, her name is?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. It's amazing. Mm. I'm on season 4 right now.
Interesting. Okay, good show. Oh, I won't say what happens, but yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, just a girl who's taking revenge for her father, who was wrongly accused of doing some bad things.
All right, let's go to Belinda. What about you? What have you been watching on TV? Let's keep the TV topic. What have you been watching on TV? Any shows?
I've just been watching Wimbledon, Wimbledon tennis, and mainly I've been watching YouTube, so I haven't watched much TV this week. Okay. Only news, because, yeah, that's my job, so, yeah, so okay. I have to watch news. So mainly just been doing that and watching the tennis.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah. Tennis on Foxtel, on
yeah,
Fox
Sports. Yeah, it's Fox Sports.
Fox Sports,
yeah.
Yes.
Fox Sports 5.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Jake? What have you been watching on TV, mate? Anything interesting or just Power Ranger stuff? Jacob?
Nope. I have to go to somebody else.
Did he jump out? Did he leave? What about you, Did he leave? What about you, Steve? What have you been watching?
Myself? I don't know. It's like a lot of the series I've been watching has been like over, or the season's over with. I'm waiting for them to restart, I think. Or, you know, just bits and pieces.
Okay. Good stuff. All right, I've been watching Sons of Anarchy, Season 7.
I'm back, Rod.
Oh, you're back, okay. Next, on Tuesday or Monday, the episode is coming up when the guy confesses in jail that he killed the... I shouldn't have said that, because you probably haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
Have you seen that battle, Sons of Anarchy?
No, not yet. That is on my my next thing. The neighbors have... They keep coming over, and because I ride motorcycles, but not that type of motorcycle. But
oh, okay.
They think that since I ride a motorcycle, I have to watch this show.
Oh, and yeah, you definitely
I've
do.
Seen little tidbits, and it seems really good. So yeah, I'm anxious to start it.
Yeah, it's a great show. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Netflix over there for you guys, and it's also on Foxtel over here. Have you seen it, Steve?
Oh, I still haven't seen it. I've been really busy too, but. And usually if I do catch up with my TV watching, it's usually the series I'm currently watching now. But
all right, cool, man. All right, and what about you, Passion? Have you seen Sons of Anarchy?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh.
No, I haven't, and you know what? I'm scared to get into it.
Why is that?
It's one of those things, because, you know, I'm a binge watcher, and there's a bunch of seasons out. Oh, yeah. Isn't there?
There is.
So I'm just gonna go.
Seventh
I'm gonna
season.
Go for like days, weeks.
Uh-huh. You'll never
there's
hear
a few.
From weeks.
There is a few.
Yeah, there's a few that I don't want to get into. Sons of Anarchy, Game of Thrones. I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just scared. It's not that I don't want to.
All right, let's wrap the show up. Jake, what about you? What have you been watching on TV, mate, before we go?
Thank you. Do you really want to ask?
Well,
you
know. I can probably guess. Probably Power Rangers.
Thank you.
Do you know why, Basil, he watches that at all?
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I remember watching it with him when it first came out. And I'm not going to lie, I was into it. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's...
Maybe it's just one of them shows that you get hooked
in. That's right, man. You just got to love it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will have to cut in and say my whole bedroom was Power Rangers too.
Yeah, back in the day it was. Yeah, I could walk in there and it'd be Power Rangers everything.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
Okay, interesting.
I even had the Power Rangers coloring books.
Well, have you been in Jacob's room lately, Basil?
Say again?
When was the last time you seen his room?
A month?
Okay, well, next time you go in there, you're going to be shocked, mate, because he's got a new iPad now, he's got a new mixer and stuff. And
oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll be the first thing he shows me when I get there. I'll be anxious to see it.
Well, yeah, you got an Xbox One now and, yeah, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to go online and beat him up on something.
Yeah, definitely, mate, yeah.
Yeah.
What games do you play?
Me?
Yeah.
Halo, that's the reason why I stayed with the Xbox, was the
Halo, yeah.
Halo franchise. Yeah, yeah. And what did I just get? Oh, I played that Alien. It was like, yeah, the one where it's kind of like Alien 1.5, if you will. Sigourney Weaver is technically out in space floating somewhere, and you're the daughter trying to find your mother. And they got it for me. And that game, I've never been scared ever on a video game. And this game gave me, like, cold sweats.
Wow.
Because, yeah, it used to Kinect. So if you're talking too much in the game, or if you got sounds in the background, or you're moving around too much, the alien, they turn that into, like, vibrations into the game, and so the alien can find out where you're at. And then, like, you're trying to hide and make things, and this wow. thing is trying to hunt you down. And, oh, man,
That's crazy.
Messed with me. That was probably the funnest game I've played in many years.
All right, then let's go to Jacob real quick. What do you want to say, mate? We need to wrap up.
Bring it.
There you go, Basil. Bring it on. Where can I get you on Twitter, Belinda? Final view of the show. What do you think?
Yeah, it was a fantastic show. And with the watching thing, I just remembered that I've been binge watching Catfish on MTV.
Oh,
so
sweet, good stuff.
That's one that I always like. Once I start watching it, I'll watch it for hours. So. Yeah. So you can catch me on Twitter at bdemi, and my YouTube channel is Belinda's Vlogs, and just look up under Belinda Demigero, which is D-E-M-Y -G-E-R-O-E. So if you look that up, you'll probably be able to find the channel.
All right. Good stuff. And how's your IQ3 going, Belinda? Is it good?
Yeah, it's fantastic because they've updated it and everything, and all the glitches seem to have gone because, yeah, once it didn't record something, but now it's been recording stuff properly. Mm. So that's good.
Yeah. And then other people on Twitter complaining about she was going to get one, but she's not going to get one. And apparently she'd been put off by the glitches and stuff.
Yeah. People should just make their own decisions. They shouldn't do it based on what other people say.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, you can get me on Twitter at Brad. I was on a tech webcast. Jacob Jones, what about you, mate? Where can you get hold of you?
At jazzbrot32669 1z. That's everywhere.
All right, mate. Basil, what about you? What's your final view of the show? First time on a podcast. That's good on you, mate. You're going
to
come back?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm excited to be on it. It was good. It was fun. I've learned a lot of new stuff. I don't feel as old.
Feel up to date.
Up to date. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like it. I've learned a lot today.
All right, mate. Good to have you on. Come back anytime if you're free on a Friday night. Any time at all, mate. Just let us know and you can come back on.
All right, man. That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Let's go to Passion. What's your fun over the show? Have you been on a podcast before? Been on
I
many?
Have. I've been on somebody's podcast. It was way back in the day, though. Must have been like 5 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me.
No problem. No problem. And where can you get... Are you on Twitter?
I am. Yes, same. Passion.
Passion.
P-A-S-H-Y-N.
Okay. Good stuff. And come back anytime, Passion, if you want to come on and talk about anything else.
Yeah, I would love to. We can talk about more Ruby Rose stuff.
Sure.
You know, taxes.
Yeah, taxes, yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, Ruby Rose was great in Orange and New Black. She's got a great voice and, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, she's great. Steve, what about you, mate?
You can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live, and it was a great show.
Good stuff. And Basil, do you want to do the outro?
What's that, sir?
Just say whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know what to say. Normally, I'm a person that can always come up with something, but now I'm I don't know what to say. He put me on the spot.
Jake,
you lost the game.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!